Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. What up, what up, what up? Welcome to the 1,239th episode on Purpose Kingdom Network. I am your girl, Adrienne Misunderstanding Allen, and as always, I take great pleasure in welcoming you to D-Block Church. That's the place for the whosoever will. This is for you. And if this is your first time at the Kingdom, welcome to Purpose Kingdom. I'm letting you know now it's going down in the PK. And if you are new to D-Block, the way that we do our welcome is a what up, what up, what up. So please feel free to invite some friends, all your family, your loved ones, any and everybody that you are connected to so that we can get on this call so that we can see what God is trying to say to all of us and then we can go and do what it is that we're supposed to be doing so that we can all live in this world together and it'll all be like a great place for our babies. You know, that's just my little overview. It's all for the babies. So, because I can see that we are ready, I see that we are willing, and I see that we are able. But then tonight, I would like to know, who is carrying a bag of bones? If you'd like to join in live on the studio tonight, the number is 319-527-6091. Or you can do 323-870-4174. Now, don't forget, when you get in, you have to press 1 if you're trying to, you know, get right on in. However, I would like you to hear some things for a second, because in this episode, I need you to really keep in mind that as we are the believers in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, if we believe this, we have a kingdom authority. If we have a kingdom authority that says that if we believe in this thing, if we say to a mountain move and we believe it, then those things will be done. We as believers seems as if we have lost who we are in the midst of this kind of pandemic. I love the fact that we have things like this because this is now the ability, like it separates the, as they used to say back in the day, the men from the boys, or, you know, do you have chest, you have hair on your chest, or you don't have hair on your chest? Are you in this thing? Are you not in this thing? Are you ready for the game or are you not prepared for the game? It's like one of those, because at the end of the day, if you are a kingdom citizen, you have kingdom authority to take over an atmosphere and let that be known. You let any type of enemy, any type of spirit or anything in your realms, as long as you are where you are in your relationship, as you walk and as you learn and as you talk, you have the kingdom authority to change atmospheres. Now, yes, it doesn't happen overnight. However, that is why we're here tonight, Purpose Kingdom Network, and we are going to break it down so that we can all understand that one thing that I want in Deep Black Church, we need to be a place where we can just sit down and explain some things, because now we ain't even having church. We haven't had church in 6 months. The building has been closed for almost 6 months, which is almost a blessing, because if you still believe that you had something in that building that was keeping you closer to God, I hope you have not realized it. But, you know, it shouldn't have took that long to realize that something needed to give. Now that we are giving, now we need to give our all, but we need to give our all where our all deserves to be. So tonight, I'm going to dedicate this to whoever can hear it. Let them hear it. Those that can see it, pay closer attention to it. Those who care, please keep us in prayer. Because we must move forward. And until we get our houses in order and our houses centered and where it is that we need to truly be, it seems like we're having meetings about meetings about meetings on a daily basis. And our children don't deserve this anymore. So if you're out there and you'd like to join me and you you want to pull up a chair and get on in here, the number is 319-527-6091. Or you can do 323-870-4174. Don't forget, you got to press the 1 and then you wait for the beat. Now I know we're ready, willing, and able. Who is carrying the bone? You know, and I know someone out there listening right now is asking, like, the bones? Whose bones? Like, what are you talking about? Why are you keep talking about bones? Like, what's up with the bones? I'm explaining to you because tonight on D Block Church, this is the 1,239th episode. If you have a question tonight, please don't hesitate to call in and find out. Let's get to the bottom of it so we can move on and we can pass it on. Okay? So while everyone is getting their situated and everything, take the last couple of seconds and, you know, text some more people, let some more people that, you know, let them know that church is about to start. Let them know, like the people that live in your corner and stuff, you know, on your block and everything, and they've just been complaining about not being able to get into the church and all. Just send them a message. Let them know that D-Block Church is on, you know. We've Purpose Kingdom Network. It's like the church without walls. But tonight, this is the church. This is for the whosoever wills. If you got in here, I want you to hear. And if you can see, we need you to see. And if you believe in us, we need the prayer. It's simple. So please, I hope no one is trying to click off. I hope nobody's trying to swipe because all of us have a place in this kingdom. All of us have a place and all of us have a job. Not everybody's job is that of importance, but all jobs are important. You can't have a head without a neck. You can't have hands that do feet jobs. Because if your hands want to be feet and your feet want to be hands, you look as if you're doing a cartwheel. So we're going to stand straight. We're going to put all of our body pieces together. We are going to be resurrected tonight into a new creation of power. Not new, but with a new found power of why. Why we're in this thing. Why we're in this thing. What are we going to do while we're in this thing for the next, you know, however long? But the question is, before we do any of it, we're ready, we're willing, and we're able. Who got the bag? Because it says when the Israelites were leaving Egypt, it distinctly says, y'all out, y'all going, but make sure you bring Joseph's bones. Now, that was the question. Whose bones are they? They're Joseph's bones. So if you're here and you're listening and you're not really familiar with Joseph, because of the fact that this is an hour show, what I will tell you is that Joseph had one of them lives where, you know how you're a kid, you have a dream, and you're so excited about your dream, you wake up and you tell your family about the dream, not really understanding how the dream is really going to affect the people in your family because they're going to feel some type of way about the fact that you just saw yourself as this grand and mighty whatever because you was in your dream, and they looking at you now like, what? Yeah, right. Okay, royalty of who? You know, so this was Joseph. And just like most people that, you know, see something from God, we get real naive and we get real excited. And the first thing we want to do is tell the world, right? So Joseph is, I want to say, the only thing he was guilty of, Joseph was guilty of having a heart. Joseph was guilty of having a heart and being able to put it out there. And then once he realized that he was putting it out there and then it became like as of a good, it never was for good, but he became as of a good, you know, it did all end up panning out in the end. And that's why it's important to know that they had to take Joseph's bones with them because that was the promise. That was where the promise lies. Well, the promise was Abraham's problems. But the difference was, it was, we were all blessed. It was the same covenant. It was the same covenant. So now, before we go into the next land, we need to make sure that we have what we came from. We have to have the root of it. So my question tonight is, who is carrying the bag of bones? 319-527-6091 is the number. 323-870-4174 is the other one. If you can help me out, please press 1, talk about it, because I really, really, really want to know. I have this thing. Right now we're almost in like a defeat. I'm not sure why we're in the defeat, but I guess because we see what we, when we see what we see, we become what we see, because that's why we see what we see. That's why they give us what we see, because most of the time they want us to be exactly what we see. And the trick of the enemy says that when we see ourselves in crazy and formatic ways, or we see ourselves in these different types of ways, or we see ourselves in places where, you know, it looks like this is the elite and the finest. When we see this on television, we think that this is now us. And then anything that we can do that represents, anything that we can do that duplicates what's on TV, we consider that to be made. But the truth of the matter is, if you have done that and you've won so much on that, that meant you have lost so much to the kingdom. It's almost kind of scary. Now going back to Joseph, you know, because Joseph was one of those people where he could have done that how he was in that group of it, but then he had some real shiesty brothers. And instead of them, like, just dealing with the fact that he was the younger brother, that his dad liked him better and all that other kind of stuff, like, they actually plotted against him, and they said, they decided they were going to, you know, let's get rid of him. Now, the way they got rid of him is when they were out one day, they actually threw him in a well. So it's kind of funny. A well, right? Now, if you're out there and you have never seen a well before, the best thing I can tell you is now, because it's like 2020, you can Google that. You can see the well, right? But just imagine a well. And if you're like me and you grew up in the 80s and the 90s, then you remember movies where you fell in the well and all you remember was the rocks on the inside, where it's like you can't climb up to get out of the well, so you're actually stuck down deep in the well, and the only way for you to get out of the well is for somebody to fish you out of the well. Well, maybe I'm telling my age, but that is how it worked. So Joseph's brothers decided that they were going to just dump him in the well. So they left him in the well, went back and had the audacity to lie to their father and tell their father that the boy died. I mean, first and foremost, one, you're not supposed to ever lie on your family. They always say that, like, if you're calling out or you're doing whatever you're doing, don't be lying on me. If it ain't me, don't be saying you sick, because no, I ain't get hurt. Because you have to understand that people really believe in karma. And now, living where we are in 2020, everyone should believe in karma. Even if you didn't do it, you lived through it, so now you're living through this. You know? Because this is all, it's all working the same way. It all works for the same good. So they come back and they lie to the dad, and dad is all upset. I mean, he's upset to the point where now you should feel bad, because you just killed the boy because you know you didn't like it, right? And now the reason why you killed him is because you didn't like it, because you liked the way, you didn't like the way your dad loved on him. So how bad do you feel when you say that you killed him and it's almost like you killed your dad? I mean, I'm just saying. You know, sometimes we have to look at the Bible and then put ourselves in any other situation. And if you can put yourself in any other situation, then you can start to see all of the situation. Just imagine his brothers at that time, because not all of them wanted to kill him. You know, like, there's always one or two that kind of wants to stand in the back and then be like, I can't believe we did that. da 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 da. And now you come back and then you tell him, and now dad is almost damn near on his deathbed. That's why some people just say, you know, it's not worth the lie. But just imagine how they felt. So they live like this. Meanwhile, Joseph is still in the well. And then, you know, it goes on that there was a group that came through and they seen him. They were in the well trying to see if it was water. Still wasn't water in the well, you know. But then they seen the man like, whoa, wait. They get him out, you know. They're like, oh, we can do all these things. We can do this. And somebody said, nah, he looked like he can work. We need to take him back to the crib. So, well, you know, I'm sorry. This is D-Block Church, y'all. Go ahead with yourselves. And so, you know, he took him back to the palace and everything. And that's the whole thing. I know y'all heard about Joseph and Potiphar's wife and all that when she lied on him and everything because he was sexy and handsome looking. But he was a good guy because, you know, all he knew was that he had a dream when he was a little kid. And he held on to it because he remembered what he saw. And when you have a dream and somebody and God shows you a vision, God gives it to you, you see it, it's almost as if it doesn't really matter how far you want to drift off to the right or to the left or however you think that you may get it. It's always going to end up right back where you started from because if God was in that and God intended for you to do that, that is what you were going, no other. And now it's like, it kind of scares me because we live in a world today where these types of things wouldn't be able to happen to us. And we have to get back to the point where we want these types of things to happen to us. We need them to happen to us. If they happen to us, then we can explain to them while they're happening, what's happening, and we can explain it to our children. That way our children understand why we're getting the blessing, where the blessing is coming from, and how does it work. But like I said, we can do all of this today in 2020 because we can be ready, we can be willing, and we can be able. But the question then is, who is carrying the bones? Because without the bones, remember, it's really not sealed. It's not covered. It won't be actually handled properly because if you don't have the bones involved in it, that means you're not coming from the bottom. You're not coming from the well. You're not coming from the history of it. Trust me, by the time you read the entire thing, you realize that them bones make it all the way to the promised land. And look, they make it all the way to back to where they started from. That's the whole point. Like when they started off, they told them, do not leave Joseph's bones. You have to have Joseph's bones. This is like third, fourth generation, but they already know. They might not know a lot, but they know that before they set off, they can't do anything without the bones. So today, I'm asking, then there, where would the bones be? And then I got completely confused, completely and utterly like, well, I don't even understand. Because you got a black and white situation going on. You got a real black and white situation going on. Just because times are becoming exactly what they are, real, which they should be, which they should have been a long time ago. But that's an easy fix. Anything relational, I believe, is an easy fix because people say it's racism and people say that it's this or that. It's not anything but the fact that you just don't know. And when you know better. And then when you learn better and you do better, it kind of works hand in hand. I hate to explain it to the people like that because you can't. It's not something that you can just explain. You know, you got to understand it. But actually, if you look at Joseph's story, you would understand the people that had to carry the bones in order for the covenant to still continue to be. Now Joseph, he's now where? He's at Potiphar's house. Now Potiphar's wife actually literally tries to, like, as the kids would say nowadays, come at him. And I mean, she was thirsty, as they would say. So she went like extra beyond and over. But in her extra beyond and over, she just got ignored even more. So that's a sidebar for another day, because there's a lot of people that are just doing different things, trying to, you know, make themselves like, look at me, look at me, look at me. And actually, no one is looking. And if they are, they're probably not thinking what you want them to think. So, right, you know, sometimes we got to think, rethink all of it. Joseph, think Joseph. Joseph is the one. Why? Because these now are the bags. We are carrying Joseph's bones. So how important is Joseph in this? Joseph is so important that because if we lose who we are, and if we lose whose we are, we can get caught up in the mess of everything else that's going on. We could be out here talking black and white. We could be out here talking whatever else you want to be talking, instead of the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. We could be talking about the fact that you don't want to come outside because the corona been outside for 5 months. Anybody that knows anything about the plague, I think when you read it, it actually says they came out the next day. If you read it, I think it was the next when they decided that it was going to be okay to do whatever they did and never call on the name. You don't do that. You can't do that to people. You can't do that to people that really believe in God. If you believe in God and what people have been telling you and what you have learned in your relationship, like in my relationship with God, I know he won't leave me. I know he won't let me do what I'm supposed to be doing. I know I won't go down like a sucker in the corona. And when I say that, I mean like stuck in a house, didn't bless you because I was scared that I might get sick. If it happens like that, I ain't going to be happy. But Lord knows, if they say that Adrian was out there doing what Adrian do and she was still setting the atmosphere straight and she was letting the enemy know that she couldn't, he couldn't have it, he had to sit down and he had to go away, and if she was doing all that stuff and she went somewhere and got sick and now she died, do y'all understand that the point of why we live is to die? Scared nothing doesn't. Die, you actually sound crazy when you start talking, because guess what? If you're so scared to die, that says you ain't living, and you better start living because you might just die. Oh my God, why she talk like that? Welcome to D-Block. This is D-Block Church. This is the 1,239th episode on Purpose Kingdom Network. I am Adrian Misunderstandings Allen, and I can say, what up, what up, what up? Because tonight is the last night that I am taking any other thing but get out. I'm not taking any other thing but can't have it. I'm not taking any other thing but move out the way and let them do that. Step aside and let them do that. Devil, get off of that, because that used to be fun and we need it back. Get away from it. Remember that? Remember how the people used to talk to us and we used to get scared? I'm trying to tell you, you can set that enemy straight. Tell him like that. Say it with your chest if you need to. I'm blessed. You know? Y'all know sometimes I get a little, you know what I mean? But it bothers me sometimes because I be watching what's going on. I'm watching what's happening. You know, it's like, And then it pisses me off, because if we don't pay attention, because of the fact that we're so naive and still wanting some rights or something, and somebody to say something because we deserve an apology, and we want somebody to take us back, it bothers me, because in a normal situation, somebody will tell you, well, you know you can't get back yesterday. You know you can't get back yesterday. You know you can't get back that hour that you just wasted. These are the things that people say. So someone tell me, how are we getting back 60, 75 years? Come on. Somebody tell me, where are we today going to have a conversation that's going to help us from 65 years ago if we can't get back yesterday? Do y'all understand what I'm talking about when I say that we have meetings about a meeting and our babies are suffering? Right now they got us so caught up that they don't want our children to go back to school because of the COVID. Are you kidding me? Our children are going to die in the house because they're not learning because of COVID. applaud all the parents that did what they needed to do to keep their kids abreast and try to do what a teacher does. I know one thing that they learned in this pandemic. It ain't easy to teach a kid, and it ain't easy to teach your own kid. So just imagine the teacher having to teach five of all other people's kids. But she do it. He does it. They do it. They don't even get money for it. At the end of the day, they each care about each individual kid. That's what's going on right now. And every parent needs to back up and stand up with their teacher and fight and say, government, I don't really care if they got to wear plastic. I need my baby in the class. If he ain't in the class, he's not learning. That means he's not a part of the future. We got to do it for our babies. If for nothing else. If you've made your mind up and you said to yourself, you just want to be raggedy, you don't care, whatever, it doesn't matter, you're not even going to teach your kids, that's good. That's a choice. But understand and make sure that those children know that the second you step outside, somebody else won't care about you. And when they do, don't act retarded. Take heed of what the people are saying. Because, see, I really don't care, and I just made a choice to be raggedy and ignorant. But if I allow you to just be raggedy and ignorant too, this world is just going to keep on going in cycles. So the cycle is over. So the circle is broken. So you have your own chance to take advantage of your own situation. But right now, I'm letting you know that, excuse me, I don't know if you're going to have school with me, but we are going to have a place where children are going to be able to be free to learn. They ain't going to be scared to breathe. They ain't going to be caught up in black and white. They ain't going to be caught up in none of this stuff. That's why I said you got to be childlike to get back into the kingdom. That's why I said it. And if you're not childlike, then you won't be able to bring your mind to a smallest point where you can get down on your knees on a floor and play with some blocks or some Legos and enjoy it, not be looking for a photo op. Listen, y'all, what I'm saying is that if you don't see what is happening, I pray that you pay more attention. Like right now, Channel 6, we're in Philadelphia. That's Channel 6. I think it's ABC. And I'm going to say it just like that because they run the programming, and they run the programming blatantly as a disrespect. So blatantly as a disrespect, I'm letting y'all know on D Black Church that ABC is blatantly disrespecting black people. They have programming on that that channel that is using all type of derogatory slang statements, racial statements. And I literally saw an episode the other day. The lady was getting locked up, and when she looked at the cop, she said, "Why are you arresting me when you could be arresting 3/5 of a man?" What? Are you kidding me? I looked around because I was thinking that somebody must have been playing a joke on me because ain't no way in the world that I just heard that come out my television. But I did. And it really, really bothered me. But then what was really, really, really the bother was when I said something about it, they didn't understand why I was upset. They're like, "Well, Adrian, what do you mean?" Oh, I'm sorry. Let me historically tell you, the reason why black people are having a problem standing up and being a person is because they never considered us to be one, ever. So what we're doing is we're fighting the wrong fight. We will never, ever stand up to who they are, because they made us to be. That's why when you go with God, you're on the top. You're 5 out of 5. You done trumped all of it. Literally. Not that guy. But we got to look at it like that. We have to take even, like, I know, what is it called, optimism? You can look at it and say the glass is half empty, or you can look at it and say the glass is half full. To me, because I was thirsty, I would say that the glass was half full, and it would give me enough to quench the thirst that I had. What I would not do is think that it wasn't enough and never went over and got that little bit that was in the water. Do you know that we have people that have made a choice to just sit in the defiance of their own lives? I really truly believe that's why we're wearing masks. I really truly believe that's why we are being asked to stand on the side. Because it's showing us that out of all the things that people say that we've done to our kids, to our world, the main thing that we have done is we have owned this disrespect to the point where, not disrespect, but what was the word? It passed me now, but you understand, defiant. We have a defiant spirit, and it's not a child spirit. It's an adult spirit, like older than me, adult spirit. But that child never really healed from whatever happened in that child's life that gave that child that perspective of how wide they are that way today. And because of that, that's why it's like you just have to take people exactly where they are, just like Christ takes you. And I know someone out there just was like, oh, what? She got a lot of nerve. Trust and believe, any and everything that I was yesterday, I am not today. I can say it like that. And like I told you, you can't get back yesterday. So I don't even know why we have conversations about getting 65 years back. I don't care what we got to do to get it done, but you need to fix it, and you need to fix it in a different way. Our children don't even need to hear what's going on with that. You call it what you want. They need to know something. They need to know this. They don't need to know that. They don't need to know that the adults that we have, the adults that have been entrusted to them have completely and truly let them down. And it's time for us to realize that we can still get this thing back. We still need to get it back. The reason and the way that we get it back is we start to speak what we know to power. And I'm not talking about what we've heard or whatever, what we know to power. I am standing here today explaining to you about something that I know for a fact to be true. I wouldn't put my faith in anything else other than it, and I will stand strong and firm on it until the day that he calls me home. People need to understand that. In the midst of a trial, he is right by your side. If you don't know which way to go, don't go anywhere. He got you. These are things that I had to learn, but when you look at all of the things that you go through and everything that you've been and why you've been through it, and you look back and you look down and you see this bag, but you haven't really seen it that much. But when you go to bend over and you actually look inside of the bag, you can see the bones. And then you ask yourself, where did these come from? And of course, there's nobody else there. There's nobody been there, because everybody that you were with, they ended up leaving you or lying on you or, you know, leaving you out there dry, or, you know, even like one of Joseph's last things was Joseph was in jail. And I think one of the king's servants had like went in, or the baker or something happened. Whoever it was, he was like in there. He rapped with Joseph. Joseph really kind of like helped him out a lot, and then, you know, he told him, don't forget me. You know, that's the only thing I can say. I'm helping you out while I'm in here. Yeah, bruh, don't forget me when you get, you know, when you get where you're going, don't forget me. Put in a good word for me, you know. But, of course, that didn't happen. So Joseph still was in jail. So, you know, he felt a little bit some type of way about it. But then just one day out of the blue, as the judge, as the king was saying something, it made the man remember. He had his revelation that the man that can interpret your dreams is sitting in your jail. Now, you might have to turn that back and listen to it tomorrow, but the whole of Joseph, the whole point of Joseph's bones, the whole point of carrying these bones is because when Joseph came out and explained the king's dream, the king gave him folds, more folds, overly folds, so much folds to the point where his family, his brothers, the ones that, you know, had killed him, you know, he had came back to life for them. Because when the dad found out that he was, you understand, think about like all of this story. You got to go back and you got to read it. This is Diva Life Church. I'm just trying to give you a little bit of it so you can understand about the bones that we carry. The reason why we carry bones is because as long as you got your bones with you in your tribe, then that says that one day you are going to get to the place where you started from and you are going to be able to lay those bones down. And then that is when that spirit, that's when that, what the devil means for evil, God turns it around and works it for my good, really, truly comes from. And when I tell you that when you look down and you realize that it's you that's carrying the bag of bones, oh, what a day it will be. Why? Because you realize that you remember every single one of those bones. You remember every single one of those licks. You remember every single one of those things. And you've been carrying them and 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 carrying them. But you have finally now reached the place to lay your bones down. I think that it's so funny that the same place that we're speaking of is that well. Now, remember, threw him in the well. But thank God the well was empty. So it's not even a bad thing to get dropped at the bottom of the well if there's no water. You're kind of pretty good. If you're out there and you don't know what it's like to have a relationship with God to the point where when things don't go your way, you know that you have a friend that's standing right there, closer than any brother, closer than any friend. Like, he's right there. And you can talk to him. You can walk with him. And he will take care of you. He will take care of it. Like, but it all comes down to the point where you believe that. Because you've learned that, and when you begin to say that and you begin to speak that, it begins to even feel true. So it comes out as a, what God's done for me, he can definitely do it for you. Come taste and see. But to come back to the same well, that same very well where he met the Samaritan woman. And y'all know there's something about it. If I could be the Samaritan woman for all my life, I don't think it would have worked. But for what it was worth and for what it was with the influence of who I have to be able to talk to and tell somebody about some living water where they will never, ever, ever be thirsty again, y'all best believe Adrian misunderstanding Alan is all in it. Yes, I was her. I was worse than her. I ain't gonna lie. And she was pretty good. And I think you guys really, really liked her. Like, the world was really nice to her. See, I was worse than her. So if I was worse than her, I just don't want to, you know, it's not the point of bragging about it, because in the world that we live in now, it's almost to the point where I was even better because I was certified and I was doing things that was really what we're supposed to be doing. Not really sure of what we've gone and taken it from now. However, we, you know, there is still a spot in all of us where we're allowed to breathe and exist. God just wants us to do just that, to breathe and exist. We can do it together. We don't have to be fighting. We don't have to be trying to get back yesterday, because you can't get it. You can have a meeting about a meeting about another meeting to have another meeting about another meeting. But it's all about a meeting, I guess. And it's never about anything else. So I know someone's out there, and if you're out there and you're listening and you want to say, well, you talk a lot of stuff and you don't ever help. No, trust me, I do help. I actually am a person that offers nothing but help. And I've never been told this until I got to my church that I'm in now. But they tell me they don't need help. They tell me they don't need me to serve. They tell me they have who they want to serve, and I don't need to do that. They tell you what you need to do in your service. So, I don't know. It seemed weird. It seemed iffy. It seemed eerie. But it's like almost 6 months, and I haven't been there. And I actually miss the fellowship, because the fellowship kept me accountable. Because all of my older, like all of the older Christians, older believers, you know, the ones that will drop omens on you just because they're breathing, I miss them. And I really don't need any more days to go by without seeing them. They are part of us. They are a source to our life. They are the last of the generations that know what to do in a time like this, in the midst like this. Because, see, we are fighting against a whole lot of other things, but we also just have to fight over the fact that some of us are just stuck on all the way wherever you need to be. And it doesn't need to happen like that. And we need to make sure that it doesn't happen like that. Because right now it's on the verge of happening like that. But the only way it's not going to happen like that is if we say something, if we stand up as believers and say, you're not going to be able to do that. You can't do that anymore. I'm actually sick of hearing that. Can you turn it off or turn it down or do whatever? Regain the order back so that when order becomes and order comes, people will be able to receive and handle and follow an order. When the Israelites left Egypt, there were 613 laws. 613 laws. We've based them all the way down to like 10. Actually, it's really like 3. Maybe it's only just 1, but the one that we're supposed to do, we fail at so immensely. It's kind of horrible. To the point where we can't even have real conversations if we don't have love. And God is love. Nothing else is love. The rainbow and gay and LGBT and all that queer and whatever they want to call it and all that, that's not love. And we have to make sure that we understand that there's a difference between all of that gay, happy stuff that they talk about and understand that that is not love, because God is not like that. That is a pure sin. Don't let anybody tell you anything different. We love every single person. And we pray for every single person to one day see what it is that God has called them to be. But we never, for any moment of the time, want anyone to look at love and think that's what God is saying. Don't look at that and think that that's what they're saying, because that is not what they're saying. That's not what they're saying. And you need to make sure that you know, and make sure that if you see it, make sure that you show the people, and make sure you teach them. Because if they don't know, they need to learn. If they don't know, they need to learn. We got babies pulling up. We got babies coming up. They're coming up about to graduate and stuff. Now they're going to get messed up because they don't want to vote for Trump and they don't want to vote for Biden. But now all of a sudden they hear that Kanye West is going to vote. Nobody vote for Kanye. The reason why I'm saying that is whatever we're going to do, we need to do it together. Whatever we're going to do, we need to do it together. The only way to beat defeat the enemy is to do it together. The only way to defeat the enemy is to do it together. Say it with me. The only way to defeat the enemy is to do it together. Here you got bells and whistles blowing. When you hear the trumpet sound, they say they come from north, south, the east, and the west. And what it means is that you got to be in it. You got to be in it to win it. You got to be grounded. The question is, you got to get this. You get a chance to make a choice. That's what makes it great. God is not pushy. God is not, like, well, some of his people are pushy. Because I'm definitely, no, I'm one of the pushy ones. But I don't need to be pushy to the point where I'm pushy. But I'm in the pushy to the point where I'm like in the back of the book. I'm like in Malachi pushing you to let you know that God done said that, you know, yeah, we can get this together the way that he wanted us to get it together. So what he's going to have to do is come on back again and do this again. Like, so the same situation that you got here, the same setup, you're going to have to see it again. And when it comes the next time, that's going to be the one that saves you. That's going to be the one that you can get, you be saved because you believe in him. That is who we're talking about. He is our Savior. They call him Isa. They call him Yeshua. We simply say Jesus, Christ Jesus, the Lord God. Listen, Jesus of Nazareth. However you need to say whatever it is that you need to say, God on earth. God walked this thing, talked this thing, just like it was where it was. When he met me at the well, he met me at the well. And not only did he meet me at the well, he spoke to me, and he spoke life into me. And I literally am offering you an opportunity tonight. If you've never in your life asked God to come into your life and cleanse you and heal you, I offer you tonight, that night. You can simply say, God, I need you. I believe in you. I believe in your son. I believe that he died for all of my sins. And I believe that he rose again with all power in his hands, giving me the same opportunities to live free, to be me, but be ordered by your steps. Amen. Now, if you said something like that, you know, I mean, you got to see, you know, all right, I tell you like this, it's Deep Life Church. We'll put it out there. I say it like that. It's the best way I think to say it because you can keep it sweet, you can keep it short, and you can, you know what I mean? You don't have to wear forth art thou God if you ain't the wear forth art thou God. That's what I'm saying. Talk to God the same way you would talk to, please talk to God the same way you would talk to your homie. That's the way that it happened. Because you know once you do it, all hell will then break loose and you're going to need a friend. Trust and believe. And the ones that you thought were might have been there, they might not be there. So when you end up leaning, he is a good thing to lean on. I think my time is up, and I have to bring on, I don't know, who's doing the announcements this evening? The announcements, please.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank and praise God for that word that has gone out this evening. We pray that it has sunk deep into your heart. We want to encourage those out here who have given their life to Christ this evening, of course, to find the Bible, believing, teaching, preaching, sanctuary, where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. But until then, that is why God has Purpose Kingdom Network here for you. Please join us tomorrow evening for another episode of Purpose Kingdom Network right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. We will be broadcasting tomorrow at 8 p.m. with By Faith We're Good and the host of that ministry, is Minister Bernard Morrow. You do not want to miss that move of God. You can follow us on Facebook as well as on LinkedIn. We are at Purpose Kingdom. We are on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. Please feel free to email any comments, questions, suggestions, or concerns to us directly at PurposeKingdomNet@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you, to pray with you, and to pray for you. Know that we love you with the love of Christ. We thank God for each and every one of you in your support and listening in. And Sister Adrienne, the ministry is back in your hands.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I think anybody and everybody that was actually touched by this message, the reason why is because some of us are carrying bones, and we don't even know that it's us that's carrying the bones. So when we know that it's now us that is carrying these bones, we can then take the responsibility of picking up our bones or taking those bones and putting them in the rightful place. How do you know where the rightful place is? It's the place where he met you. It's the place where you ran from. It's that place where you really, 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 really thought that that was the bottom of your, you thought that that was the worst of your worst. And the reason why I say that is because it says what the devil means for evil, God will turn it around and work it for your good. Now, he can't work around, he can't turn it around and work it for your good if you still hold it, if you still mewling with it, if you still playing around with it. You know what I mean? Anything that you hold and still on, that ain't gave you, you have not freely given it to God yet. So sometimes there's situations that maybe not go all the way away, you might not have all the way given him it. So make sure that if you got some bags, if you got some bones, well, look, if you got the bones, make sure that you are involved in the movement, because they really can't be moving without the bones. So people that have all these great, grandiose things going on right now, and you hear them speaking of movements, and you hear them speaking of this change, ask yourself, are we adapting? Because this word says that we are not supposed to be conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of our mind. I will say that because of the fact that the world has dug in and really, really went all in on this invisible disease. Like, everything now is masked. Nobody ever decided that we were just going to clean the atmosphere up. We just decided that we were going to put the mask on. And that's fine, too, because it's a healthy way of saying, you look better with a mask on your face, standing that close to me and not speaking, than you did when you didn't have a mask on your face and you were standing that close to me and you weren't speaking. That's what it says to me. It at least helps us look a little bit better. And now our personalities can no longer be from shoulder to shoulder. They have to be shoulder over your head, shoulder. Like, you have to carry a rainbow. You have to be a rainbow. They have to see your rainbow. When you start to exist in your mask, they will still be able to see your rainbow. If you are walking around and you have light shining out of you, you have God's light shining out of you, it doesn't matter if you have on a mask or not. The people will feel the rainbow, the arch between your shoulder and your other shoulder. It's a rainbow. Think of it. If you got a rainbow, that means that that mask can't stop you from anything. That means that my kids can go back to school. If we got to wear a mask, then we wear a mask. One thing we won't do is just sit in the house and give up and say, all right, you got it. You're sick out there, and we're just going to stay in here, because that is not what we are here to do. We are fighters. We are more than conquerors. He said that we were going to win this thing, and we will win this thing. So if you are out there tonight and you have never, ever, 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 ever been a part of Purpose Kingdom Network, I'm telling you now, you need to go on, check out our archives, get on Purpose Kingdom Network. There's 1,200 plus shows. But I will say, 4 years, 4 years, and since 4 years ago, same word. Same word. And that's God. We've accepted, we're changing, adapting. We got two more weeks. Let's see what happens in these two. To God be all the glory. Because he already won. But we have the victory. It's in us. They say I'm an old soul. But it's something about being with the older souls that has allowed me to see this exactly for what it is. And you don't want to miss the moment. You don't want to miss the moment. Because we're okay. This looks chaotic. This is crazy. But it's also getting your faith up. Tomorrow, 8 o'clock, by faith we good. Stop playing. You already know. I'm sorry, we have a little bit more time out there. If there was anybody that's on the line and you care to say something, or you do have something to add, you still have a little bit more time, and you can press 1. If not, why should I feel discouraged? And why should the shadow come? Why should my heart feel so lonely and long for heaven and home? Oh, if Jesus is my portion, a constant friend is he. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Good night, y'all. See you in 2 weeks.
Jesus led. He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.
Save